what programming language is Windows written in? It's sort of a mix. It's mostly C and C++. In fact, nowadays, most of the user mode code is now C++, but most of the kernel code is still in C. That is for various technical reasons and historical reasons. One of the historical reasons is, of course, the kernel code's pretty old. C++ was this crazy new language. Part of the problem with using C++ in kernel mode is that kernel is very concerned about where code is placed. There's like pageable code, non-pageable code. But C++ does a lot of code auto-generation or data auto-generation, and you don't get a lot of control over where that goes. So like you don't get much control over where in memory the V table goes. And so you might end up accidentally putting the V table in pageable memory, even though you want it to be non-pageable because you're accessing it at interrupt time or something. So the kernel tends to stick to C. User mode code is happy to use C++ because it's allowed to do paging. And then there's some applications, you know, like the MSN News app and the MSN Weather app. At least in Windows 8, they were written, and I think Skype too in Windows 8, was written in JavaScript, sort of to prove that we could write Windows apps in JavaScript too. I'm not sure if they still are, but they were at the time. So you got C and C++ for sort of the core operating system stuff. Apps are written in C++ or JavaScript. I don't know if there's anybody who's writing apps in C#, although I would hope they would, because it's a pretty awesome language.
Is there any straight up assembly anywhere?
Is there any straight assembly anywhere? Generally not, except like down in the kernel where you have to use assembly because you're doing processor specific stuff. But we don't like using assembly up in when you don't need to, because whenever we bring a new processor architecture online, all the inline assembly has to get rewritten. And so it's just not fun if you're minding your own business and then you get a call from somebody saying, hi, we're porting Windows to another new architecture, and you have some inline assembly and you need to go fix it. So you tend not to dig into inline assembly. And besides, compilers tend to do a pretty good job nowadays of getting stuff. Getting the code right, so you don't have to drop to assembly that much anymore anyway.